Let's get to the Pete Alonso stuff, and I'll let Brian Smith author his opinion on the Alonso is an all-star debate that will go on. There is no defensible argument that has Pete Alonso in the all-star game over Brandon Nimmo or Francisco Lindor. Pete Alonso is tied for sixth among NL first basemen in F WAR and tied for sixth on his own team. He's also the fourth worst player in Major League Baseball defensively by F WAR. Nimmo is by far the most clutch performer on the team and likely should have been the Mets' lone selection. He included some stats. The F WAR for each team. F WAR means the Fangraphs version of WAR. Part of my issue with WAR is that it's not even one number. Baseball Reference has their calculation. Fangraphs has calculations. In fact, I'm going to debut the Evan WAR. The Evan WAR is coming out soon. That's right. WAR based on me and how I decide to rate these guys. Anyhow, the F WAR for Lindor is 3.3, 2.8 for Nimmo, and a 1.2 for Alonso. High leverage OPS stats, which I kind of referred to earlier, but this will back me up. Nimmo is at 1,240, Lindor 754, Alonso 750. Alonso seemed to suggest he would only take part in the Derby if he was selected to the All-Star game, so Rob Manfred went for the ratings. I'm not sure two Alonso stands, such as yourselves, can defend this selection in good conscience. Yes, as an Alonso stan, let's see how I'm going to respond. I'll put it this way, Brian, and I appreciate those numbers, and some of those numbers I look at and I agree with. Some of them my eyes disagree on, but that's a story for another day. There is no sane defense, and I love Pete, for Pete Alonso being the lone Mets All-Star representative. He's not. He shouldn't be. If we want to go through the determination of figuring out why he made it, I think Brian brings up a fair point that they want the Home Run Derby to be an event. Pete Alonso is a character in this Home Run Derby. And so, yeah, maybe Pete's on this team for that reason. Christian Walker, a first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, defensively, offensively, you name it, has had a far better year than Pete Alonso. So despite first base not being the deepest position in the world, once you get past Bryce Harper and Freddie Freeman and Christian Walker, you know, Matt Olson's had a down year. You look at the rest of the first baseman in the National League. Look, Pete Alonso is probably the fourth best first baseman in the National League this season, just basing on this season. No doubt about it. Freddie Freeman, Bryce Harper, Christian Walker. Christian Walker not making the team makes you say, what? Because my initial reaction when I saw Pete was the lone all-star, and I'm not going to lie to you, and I love Pete, I was disappointed because I just don't think he earned it. I don't think he was an all-star in the first half of this season. I saw his interview that he did after, and he was asked, what do you think of your first half? And I think Pete was right about some things. He's like, look, there are certain things I'm happy about. There's certain things that got to be better. He's certainly been more of a doubles machine than he was a year ago. He's cut down on the swing and misses compared to a year ago. His batting average is up from a year ago. So, yeah, there are certain things that are better. But we've talked about it. Pete has not had that sustained hot streak. He hasn't had that period where he has been a guy that you cannot face. Lindor has. Nimmo has. Clutchness, Brandon Nimmo takes the cake by far. In terms of overall performance, it's Francisco Lindor. And I do agree with Brian. If they had announced Lindor or Nimmo, we would have talked about it. Maybe we would have debated it. But I think we would have ended the discussion by saying, look, you can't go wrong with either. For my money, it's Francisco Lindor. Despite all of those clutch numbers that we've given the bouquet to Brandon Nimmo for, and he deserves it. He's been their most clutch player, pound for pound. But Lindor's also had more clutch moments than some of those numbers really show. He's also been a completely different player since he's been moved to the leadoff spot. We know about how good defensively he is. It's Lindor. Lindor's the Met All-Star. And I looked at the National League reserves to think, well, is there a position issue here? There isn't. Like, Pete Alonso, all you need is one backup at each position. So once Freddie Freeman is there because Bryce Harper is there, you're just picking an all-star. It could have been an outfielder. It could have been a shortstop. Could have been a first. It didn't matter. So the position didn't matter, especially when you look at the guys that are on this roster. So, look, I'm not going to get crazy about it in terms of screaming and yelling, but obviously, look, I love Pete. I love the fact he's a career Met. I like his doofiness. I want him to be a Met forever. We'll talk more about that during the offseason, but I am not blinded. Have I really been blinded? We just have disagreements about the value of players. That's all it is. But I am certainly not blinded enough to sit here on the Rico and tell you he's an all-star. He's not an all-star. And that's okay. Because at the end of the day, may I ask a simple question? Who gives a rat's ass?
Well, that's my biggest point is I don't care. It really doesn't make a difference who makes it. I just want to win. I want to go to the playoffs. I want to make a deep run, try to win a World Series. But I will say this much. I will make the case why Lindor is not the all-star for the Met, just because you have to have the other side, I think. Dude, he had the worst 2 months of the season. He played terrible. And it was April really was awful, but May wasn't the best either. So you're going to give him an all-star nod because he had a great June. I mean, that's the same thing with Pete Alonso as well. It's none of them really deserve to be all-stars, in my opinion.
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that. So let's also not forget the Mets need an all-star. And I remember the first time we talked about this was like early May. I made a joke. I was like, man, who would their one all-star be? And we talked about Luis Severino and Reed Garrett. Literally, those were the two names we mentioned. You may be right in terms of, at the end of the day, is anybody an all-star on the New York Mets? Maybe not. I mean, they're a 500 team, which is nice and fine. But you are right that Lindor got off to a terrible start. So did Brandon Nimmo. Pete's been different in that his hot streaks have never been as hot as Nimmo or Lindor. But he probably was also never as, I mean, he did have that one cold streak where he was like 0 for 25. So I don't know. I would still say his valleys were never as valley-ish as some of the other players. But you may be right. Like, if we didn't have that rule where each team needs a representative, maybe the Mets are completely shut out. But also, and look, for the younger listeners, the younger Ricos out there, there was a time in which I cared about this. There was a time in which I watched the All-Star game, and when the Met came on the field, there was a lot of pride and there was a lot of excitement. I don't want to minimize that to anybody who still feels that way. So when I say I don't give a rat's ass, that's me, the guy who's about to turn 41. But I fully understand and respect that there are still a lot of people out there, and they're not necessarily young, they could be old too, who are like, no, man, it's the All-Star game. It's a big deal. I've gotten to the point with the All-Star game, and we'll talk more about this next week, where I glance at it, but even as the baseball geek that I am, I need a break. And I think a part of that is because I watch so much. You know, take this Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I did a lot of stuff with my family, and then they knew at some point I'm coming home and I'm watching nine innings of a Met game. So I watch so much baseball over the course of the regular season that I think the All-Star game and the All-Star break is a break for me. And others. Let me get to a couple of your quick emails. We'll do a heavy email voicemail podcast on Monday night because I do want to keep to the tradition of doing a Rico after every series ends. This series obviously has not ended. So we will do one on Monday night, a little bit about the game. We'll preview the final homestand and we'll read a lot of your emails. And if you have any thoughts, of course, you can email us to ricob@gmail.com. And leave us a voicemail. This is Jose writing. Jose writes, guys, you claim Mendoza's done a great job. You can claim it all you want. But the guy can't manage a pen if his life depended on it. He can't wait to pull guys out for the next guy. And it has cost us constantly this season. And don't get me started on leaving starters way too long to squeeze an extra out from time to time. And lastly, he continues to go to guys that are not reliable like Jake Diekman and others. Love the pod. Be well. Jose, appreciate the email. I disagree with you. I think that the broad generalization of Carlos Mendoza does not work. If you listen carefully to all of our critiques of Carlos Mendoza, because I certainly don't blindly defend him. I mean, listen to this podcast. I've ripped him for a few moves. They're not consistently the same thing. And that's a compliment to him. So when you try to generalize, he keeps starters in too long, I'll counter with Saturday and David Peterson. Or even Sunday with Shawn Manaea. But there are days in which sometimes it's based on bullpen usage, sometimes it's based on other factors, where he will push a starter too low. Sometimes he will be more aggressive at taking a reliever out. We saw this on Sunday when Nunez came out for Diaz. So I disagree. I don't think there's a good way to broadly generalize the way he handles bullpens. And I think that's actually a compliment. Secondly, guys you can trust. All right. The New York Mets have 8 guys in their bullpen. Jake Diekman is one of them. Deadnell Nunez, Adrian Hauser, Jose Budo, Edwin Diaz, Reed Garrett, Adam Ottavino. Who do you trust? It's not like there's a long list of trustworthy bullpen arms. Right now, it's Edwin Diaz, Deadnell Nunez, Reed Garrett, shaky, and Jose Budo. They need to add a lefty out of this bullpen. Let's see where they are standings-wise when we get to July 20th, July 25th. But for the sake of this team, for the sake of our brains as Met fans, we need to see them add a bullpen arm or two. I've got a whole list of guys they should target. We'll get to that coming up in the next couple of weeks.